That's really the question.
When I see the R2, I think two-family type of, and I thought, I've got Jane Burson in here tonight, after she went around and met all the neighbors.
Oh, yes, totally different, yes, she likes them.
Sometimes it's a situation of fear of the unknown for most of us.
Isn't that interesting?
Because they're good people, they have a good place.
Good point, Stella.
$1,500 to live in a month.
Good points. Okay, Robert?
I'm good.
All right, so we were going to go back to the work meeting, but I'm tired, so what do you guys feel like? We can either go home or we can go back to the work meeting and put this on.
And the work meeting was, we were talking about?
About the multifamily dwellings. I mean, we need to deal with this. Do we want to put it on our November 1st meeting at 6?
I don't think there's a big rush in it.
We talked about moving the duplex to multifamily dwelling. Can we do that before we have one here? Do we have to go back through the process and specifically have a public hearing?
It depends on, I'll look at it.
Okay, I think that's something wrong with that, one more angles. And like, finding, it's never take time to do it anyway, but.
I think you may be able to do it with this covenant because we do address all dwelling types across the zones in this covenant. So I think it's still within the purview of this covenant to look at that.
Right, so like, if that were, I would adopt this until we decide on the duplex situation, what probably would.
And I think that's a good thing, Rod, we need to look at it. I think about out there on 500 South, I think maybe we've got enough duplexes on that road right there. What is there, Mike? Can you count the number of duplexes?
There's three. He owns another lot there that's going to be a fourth one.
Unless the school district buys it.
School district would like to buy that other lot.
They have to offer quite a bit.
Yeah, he's already told them the number they don't like.
He makes.
But, you know, to me, those duplexes kind of line up on a location that kind of makes sense. You're close to a school.
It could have some good high density housing in other areas, huh?
Yes, it would.
Well, I guess my thoughts are, and I can see where some of the public, you know, they don't want a street with, you know, 9 houses and then 1 duplex. They don't want them intermingled. So we just need to make sure that if we create a zone that separates duplexes, you know, we leave plenty of zone space for them if we're going to get them out from the high residential areas, you know what I'm saying?
Well, there's two, I guess, realms of thought there. One is, let's keep them all separate, create walls and say that's multifamily, this is this.
Or do you intermix some of those?
You know, do you look at a way of facing them across the street or at least in the same neighborhood so that you can create more of a community mix with it? Mm-hmm. And it's,
could you set an architectural standard on just duplexes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can build it if it's 120 foot frontage, but this is what it's got to look like. This is some of the guidelines, you know, because that's part of it, I think, is how they look, you know.
You mean that one that you showed us with the garage?
You couldn't even tell. You thought it was just 2 houses.
You know, those look beautiful.
Because I don't know, I'm not, and respectful to the mystery love, I don't agree that it's a safety issue. I think it's a safety issue.
No.
I've never had any trouble with a duplex across the street from me as part of safety.
It's more of a feeling. People just,
they've been,
you know, they feel like their property values less.
You know, and, you know, those out there, and I have talked with some of the neighbors out there, one individual, she said she's never had better neighbors, you know.
I think you're right on that.
You know, you can look now 10, 15 years, you know, when Mr. Young moves those on to somebody else and they don't maintain the standard that he has maintained. He's been great, but that's where the trouble comes.
Well, the trouble, but the thing of it is that trouble exists on any home.
On single-family dwellings.
Single-family houses.
Even single, anything else. It comes, you know, a lot of your rentals, if people don't make them.
It is more common on rentals, you're right.
And here's one more thing I'd say, is you can drive around to multiple homes, and you'll see five or six cars in front of a single.
Oh, sure you do, you do. You know, but in rentals, you know, Mr. Young's done a wonderful job of making people hold to a standard, and he's taken care of them. And he's done a good job with them, you know.
Well, that's.
Can we go turn?
Yes.
This multi-family addresses duplexes.
What?
What did you say?
This multi-family code amendment, it applies to duplexes.
Okay, all right. So we can include that in our discussions. So are we okay with tabling our plan to talk about multi-family dwellings and put it on our 6 o'clock for next time?
I think that's fine.
Yeah, that's what's like the issue.
I make the motion. What did you say?
I'm not since you ever talked, so I do.
I make the motion that we adjourn.
All right, we hear a motion by Councilman. Okay, let's go.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
Here you go.